Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy, beautiful Monday. I pray all is well and that you are in perfect, perfect, perfect health, peace, and spirits. I pray that your weekend was awesome just as you are and you are ready to take this week by storm. I pray that you are ready to just start off this week in letting go of all that is not serving your purpose. This morning, we're going to be reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 37 and 39. This scripture is very powerful, especially if you are going through, if you're in a situation where you're looking like you can't see the promise or you feel lonely or there's no love. Know that nothing, despite all these things, nothing can separate us from God. Overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. Looking like Christ, despite it all, we got to keep pushing, keep loving, keep hoping, keep believing, keep serving, keep giving, keep being who we are called to be looking, created in the image of Christ. Know that through it all, victory is ours, the promise is ours. Whatever God promise you, whatever he has you going after, whatever he has called upon your life, it is yours. And even sometimes, you know, we look at the call, and the call is sometimes painful because it's something that we didn't choose to do. We were chosen for it. Know that God will equip you with everything that you need for the call that he has placed upon your life. He will not give you something and will not send the resources for it. He will not give you something and not send the people you need to have going through the process. He will not give you something and not show up to fulfill it for his glory to be revealed so that you can be revealed to glorify his name. That's his love. There's no kind of love where if you love somebody, you would hurt them. You would make a fool out of them. So he doesn't have you on this mission to make a fool out of you. He has you on this mission to love you, to show you off because you are his child and because he loves you. Know that, stand on that, and believe that this morning. He is a God that does not lie, and he will come and show up like never before. Father God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this spirit of a new day, Lord God, where you breathe into us, Lord God, where we can go out and breathe all that you have put in us out with purpose and give someone else hope today, Lord God. Let your word, Lord God, be a present in this living sacrifice of my life, Lord God. Let your word show out in every part of my actions, my walk, my talk, who I am. Let your word show out in us today, Lord God. Lord God, thank you in advance for the victory, for the things that we're standing and believing on. And thank you for that you've already given us, Lord God. Lord God, continue to use us, mold us into the children of God that you want us to be, Lord God, that you created us to be, Lord God. Thank you for your abundant, plentiful, just your overwhelming, all-consuming love that you continue to pour out into us, Lord God. Lord God, with the love that you've given us, Lord God. Let us love ourselves, Lord God, so that we may be, Lord God, the children of Christ, the children of God, walking, talking, breathing pure love, pure hope, presenting a faith to others that when they see us, they know that it's you, Lord God. We're going to stand on your promise, Lord God. We're going to stand on the call that you have upon our lives and do what you've called us to do, knowing that victory is already done. We're not fighting for the victory, but the victory is already here, Lord God. Well, we pray, Lord God, for those that are standing and believing for complete healing, Lord God. I pray that they will speak healing over their bodies today, Lord God. Speak over their finances, Lord God. Speak over what the vision that they're looking at on their vision board. Look at it, Lord God. I pray that they would see it, Lord God, and see themselves in it, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for our children, Lord God. I ask that you, Lord God, would continue to bless them and mold them into the mighty future that you've called them to go out into, Lord God, into the kings and queens that you are raising, Lord God. Touch their hearts and their mind. Give them wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, to make right decisions, Lord God. And even when they fall, Lord God, allow them to know that they can come back to you, Lord God, and be lifted up, Lord God, and that they can continue on this race. Lord God, they are our future, Lord God. Allow us, Lord God, to lead by example, Lord God, so that they may see something greater to try to come after and pass up, Lord God. That they can see something, Lord God, and know that they want something great, but they can attain something greater. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the elders, Lord God, and even in their mistakes, Lord God, that wisdom continues to be poured upon them, Lord God. Where they may, Lord God, leave great legacies, Lord God. Let us all, Lord God, work to leave great legacies, Lord God, for you. No matter what this world throws out, no matter what's going on right now, your word is true. Victory is ours. Nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing can separate us from the promises that you have upon our lives. We stand on that. We believe on that. We trust in you, Lord God, and we give you all the glory and all the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day, loves. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. Be blessed. Be joyous. Let's knock this week out with expectation, with promise, with love, with forgiveness, with zest, with perseverance. Let's do this thing and have a magnificent Monday. Mondays are meant to be rejoiced because it's the day that the Lord has gave. Remember that. I love you. Okay? Bye-bye.